What's up, Arizona and everyone else listening? My name is Clay Ink, and this is Arizona Unknown. That's right, Arizona Unknown. Your stories, your experiences, all Arizona and all unknown. Anonymous stories sent in by you and more? What is the more? I don't know. Conversations, interviews, random things. It's all done in Arizona. If you would like to send in your story, anonymous story, you can send it to azunknownpodcast@gmail.com. That's right, azunknownpodcast@gmail.com. I'm accepting all stories from Arizona. It could be any story. Fun, sad, happy, scary, unusual, spooky. It could be just random story of you just enjoying your day. Any story is worth being told, especially if it's from Arizona. So please send in those stories, and I hope to hear from you because I am out. So please help Clay Ink out. Send him in. Now that that's out of the way, how are you? I hope you're well. Are you staying warm? But me personally, I've been freezing. It is December and we have gotten some snow in the northern part of Arizona. And it wasn't very much, but there's still snow up on the mountains. It's still freezing. I mean, look at me. I'm cold right now. I'm cold. Look in my voice. Do you see how cold I am? Not in my heart. In my voice. Jeez, give me some credit. But yeah, I'm freezing. Current temperature, 47 degrees and sunny. What? Send more snow. Just send it. Send it. I'll even send some down south to Phoenix, to everyone in the valley. How does that sound? Santa Clay coming through, throwing snowballs down south, rolling them downhill. They'll melt. Come on, wake up. They're not going to make it. They're going to melt. They're already melted just thinking about going south. I'm sweating just talking about it. Look at me. I'm sweaty just talking about the valley. Goodness. To be honest, though, I think most of you down there are freezing. You dropped a lot of temperature, a lot of degrees. You're cold. You're colder than usual is what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean. I'm not a weatherman. But enough. Back to you. How are you? How are the kids? Oh, no kids? How's the school? Oh, you're not on school? How's the break? How's Chris? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I should practice my conversations. Dear people of America. And others. We've had some people listening in some unusual places. I'm very surprised. But as always, the podcast is actually doing really good. People like it, lots of feedback. People I'm interviewing are excited to hear their voices. They're excited to try it again, and I'm excited. We're doing well. Let's keep it going, all right? So, in that case, let's talk about December. Why not? We're here. Christmas is upon us, and many holidays. Is there many holidays? What else is out there? I'm not even sure. I do the Christmas thing, and I'll be celebrating Christmas. We'll see. It's a little different this year. My kids are actually with my mom, and I just sent them off yesterday, and they'll be down there for 2 weeks, and then I got to travel over for Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, say hello, celebrate, and then back to work. So it's looking to be a quick, fast, fun Christmas. I'm excited to see my mom. I'm excited to see my sister, and I'm excited to see everybody. Everybody is over there. So, and since Christmas is upon us, like I said, I've been curious about you guys. What do you think? How do you feel? Maybe this whole episode will be a Christmas theme. Why not? It's a few days before then, and why don't we head out to the streets and talk to some people about it? I think the first question I'm gonna ask them is, describe their Christmas in 5 words or so. Something close, right? That sounds like a good start.
Oh, 6 words. I'll have to choose them wisely. Should we string it together like a sentence or just 6 random words?
Whatever you feel like.
Happy. Happiness. Snow. Family. Gifts. Days off. One more word. Jesus Christ. you go.
Cozy, bright, gold, pine, cinnamon.
5 words?
Family, fun, cold. I don't know. That's all.
Cookies, love, blankets, reading glasses, bubble baths.
So I might cheat just a little bit. I'm going to do 5 things. They might not all be just one word, but I'm going to try. The first thing is Christmas music. It's everywhere. You know what I mean. Family coming together, especially family you haven't seen in a long time. Hot, warm drinks. Yum. Hot cocoa, hot tea, hot... What else? Hot chocolate? That's it? That's all we get? Some people drink the nog. All kinds of different drinks. What do you get? The spiced pumpkin? You're one of those? Lots of us are. Shh. Quiet. Christmas trees, decorations, lights, everybody, everything changes. Presents, that's right, presents. I don't like getting presents, I feel awkward, but I like giving presents. I like giving presents I create. How's that? Here, have an audio clip for Christmas. You're welcome. I did ask the same question on TikTok, and here's what some of you said. Chanclas, shorts, warm, family, tamales. Oh dang, we know how she grew up. We know your mom, she beat you up with those chanclas. Just kidding. Alone, broke, bored. Oh, this one's sad. Yes, I feel broke too. I feel like I don't have enough money ever for these holidays. I'm sorry, my friend. I wish you the best. Family, lotteria. What is lotteria? Thankful, traditions, Grinch 2, tamale party. Sounds delicious. Sad, alone, kids with dad. Oh, lots of people being so alone and sad. This breaks my heart. And I'm sorry you feel sad and alone. I already feel sad without my kids. Ah, why did I send them off? Just kidding, I'm gonna party. This one says green, cactus Santa, shorts, hoodies, sandals. Yep. Tamales, nice weather, family blessed, shorts, hoodies, tamales, Pozzoli family, cabin in the snowy mountains, working. Oh, I feel that. Santa hats on cactus again. Is it really Christmas in Arizona without Santa's cactus is what you said. No, it is not. Of course not. 5 words, number one. Rocking around the Christmas tree. That's very clever. I like that one. Family, lights, food, shopping, music. Single mom, poverty, depressing, non-existent. Aww. Way too stressful at work. Christmas Eve is my birthday? Decorating a cactus? Arizona Christmas, where we have the choice to be in 70 in the valley or below freezing in the snow in a 3-hour drive. That's true. And the last one, God, family, dogs, food, love. Well, lots of different answers, lots of beautiful things, lots of wonderful people. And it seems like it's true with a lot of holidays. Lots of good times and lots of bad times. Lots of sad times and lonely times. And that's true for all of us. And I just hope you find some type of happiness out there and can think of something. And if not, that's okay. Like I said, it's a rough time. And I wish you the best. All of you. And thank you for these wonderful answers. I really do appreciate them. So if you hear this, I see you. And I thank you. But I'm still curious about this Christmas thing, and I don't think we're done. I think we need to talk to some more people. So let's go ask some more people about More things about Christmas. Duh, what do you mean? What are we doing? I already told you. No, too aggressive for Christmas. All right, let's go and ask some people some more Christmas questions. What does Christmas mean to you? What do you think when you think of Christmas?
Christmas means to me is all that's for joy and everything.
For joy and everything? What does that mean?
Happiness and stuff.
Very good. Anything else when you think about Christmas? What do you think or what makes you happy about Christmas? What do you like about Christmas?
I like about Christmas is getting presents and being happy and it's snowing.
Are you hoping we get some snow this year?
Yep.
Anything else you want to say about Christmas? You want to say anything about Santa, the reindeer, anything?
No.
All right, thank you. What kind of things visually do you see that kind of just start reminding you of Christmas or anything?
So if you drive from Phoenix to Cottonwood or Sedona, Jerome, or Flagstaff through that main road through Black Canyon City, there used to be a tree specifically, and ever since I was a kid, and probably before I was born, they decorated it. It was a specific tree along the road that somebody, nobody knew who it was. I'm guessing some family knows or whatever, knows the guy, but used to decorate the tree every year. So as you were driving back or driving home to Phoenix for Christmas, you would see that tree all decorated up.
Seriously? I've lived my life isn't routine or normal. I just try to be around people I care for, or just my cat, and I make food, or I get Taco Bell, but whatever it is, I like specialize in it, you know? So I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, I'm very untraditional, I don't know, yeah.
Winters, depending on where you are in Arizona, it could be cold, it could be average, it could still be hot. First sign of Christmas to me is drops in the temperature and people decorating and Christmas sales happening, or should I say the opposite event, and Christmas stuff going everywhere in stores. Stockings, tinsel, lights, a lot of other stuff. It's usually in stores where I see this stuff, but occasionally I'll see people's houses decorated with lights, some other stuff, and occasionally people have outside decorated. I remember once there was this, like, gift exchange, and I had a gift, and I switched it with somebody. I can't remember exactly the details, mm-hmm. But I got a gift in return. I think it was, like, a cool pillow cover, and I think I got, like, a toy, like a stuffed animal. Well, to me, personally, I believe for my culture that it's the birth of Jesus Christ. It was the day that Jesus Christ was born on.
Wood is burning in the house, you know, it smells nice. It's got that nice wood smell. It smells like Christmas. Christmas is in the air. Make sure your eyes are closed. You gotta picture this. Walk in, smells like cinnamon apple pie. In the oven, you know, got the kids running around, got the tree lit up, got the snow snowing, got the gloves on, the snow boots. You go outside, you make a snowman, snow angels. It's a beautiful day. You go back inside, make some hot cocoa. It's looking like Christmas.
I grew up in this small town, and we didn't really get a lot of snow ever. I think 1 to 2 inches once a year was a good snow year for us. But we did live only 30 minutes from some good mountains that got a lot of snow. And so one year for Christmas, or around Christmas time, there was no snow in our town, but there was snow up on the mountains. So we drove 30 minutes. And we went into the mountains, and we made a snowman. We built the snowman, all of my family and I. And we loaded the snowman into the truck. And it was hard. It was really heavy. It was big. But we did it. We finally got it. And we were able to haul it down the mountain without it falling apart. And we took the snowman piece by piece in the back of our truck all the way back to our town. And when we got there, we reassembled the snowman in our front yard. Hat, charcoal eyes, carrot nose, scarf, fly swatter arms, and I think rocks for buttons. He was a classy snowman. And we were the only house in the whole town to have a snowman that year. And it was a cool feeling. Lots of people came by to look at it and take pictures of it. And I think it ended up being in our little town newspaper, I believe. But I'm not too sure. I think that's what I remember. But it was a great time, and it was a lot of fun. And it brought a lot of smiles to a town that didn't get a lot of snow, ever. So it was a very special time, and it was a great time. Something I'll never forget, and I'll always remember. As we listen to a lot of different people today, I realize that these times, they mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And depending on where you are in life, it could mean good times or it can mean bad times. But no matter where you are in life, I'm thinking of you. And I wish you the best. And I wish you even just a few moments listening to the podcast of happiness or anything that I can provide. I'm very grateful for you, and I'm grateful that you're here, and I'm grateful for everything that you have done to help this podcast succeed and to help this podcast grow. You're the reason I started it, and you're the reason I'll continue it. I've had a lot of fun, a lot of great people have come on and said a lot of great things. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you would like to leave a story for the next episode, you can send your stories to azunknownpodcast@gmail.com. That's right, azunknownpodcast@gmail.com. Send in any story, happy, sad, funny, scary, spooky, going to the grocery store story, it doesn't matter. If you're not the best writer, you can do voice to text or just voice record yourself telling the story and then type out what you said. You can also send it in on an anonymous email. You can use your friend's email, your brother's email, something if you don't want to put your name or anything. You don't feel, you know, don't feel the need to say, hey, Clay, I sent you a story. Just send them in if you can. It helps a lot. And I have noticed a lot of you guys are on Apple podcasts. If you guys give me a 5-star rating and review, or just a rating, or both, subscribe, any of these things. It really, really does help out a lot. So I would appreciate that. A little present for Clay Inc. but really, though, I wish you guys the best. It's been fun, like I said. And thank you again, as always. Take care. Goodbye.